We're moving on to the fifth mission of the third parak. The mission says, Rabbi Hananya ben Chachi Na'ai Omer, Hanur Balaila, Vahamahalech Berech Yechidi, Vahamifaneli Bola Batala, Harez the Mitchayev ben Nafsho. Right? One who stays awake at night, travels alone, and turns his mind to idle thoughts, endangers his soul. So that last phrase, endangers his soul, is sort of a creative interpretation. If you look, for example, actually you may not have access to this, but in the Koran, right, he understands this here as literally is morally guilty. The sages use this phrase to emphasize spiritual danger rather than to suggest that an individual has committed a capital crime. Okay, so again, the way it's understood here by the Koran Siddur is basically that, again, it is a sort of morally guilty, that a person engaging in these three activities is somehow morally guilty. There is sort of another way to imagine this. The Bartanura talks specifically about the power of Torah to protect somebody in more compromised situations. So the Bartanura says, "Lefi shehalayla huzman lemazikin v'hamahalich baderech yichidi hu besakana b'bnei halistim v'kama pigaim ra'im." Right, that there are risks associated with the evening time specifically. The risks because of mazikin, because of some type of a negative spiritual force. Again, it's a debate what exactly mazikin means. It's a risk because of listim, because of thieves, right? And the idea is that if a person studies Torah, so there's more possibility for divine protection. Now, obviously, this is a complicated question. It relates to a much larger discussion about providence and the extent to which we believe that Torah learning or engaging in mitzvot can provide a specific divine protection from physical or spiritual things in the world. And that's obviously not a simple thing to sort of summarize in a few sentences. But the Bartanura here seems to be talking the language of the Torah actually having protective power. And therefore he says that at least sort of one variable in terms of thinking about protection is Torah study and mitzvah observance. And therefore when a person sort of moves away, right, from Torah learning, so there is a potential risk associated with that. The Meiri has a much more sort of straight rationalist reading of this Mishnah. And the way the Meiri understands it is he simply says that the Mishnah here is sort of guiding us to take specific precautions against certain things that can be very bad for our mental or our physical health. He understands the first part, the idea of Haneor Belaila, is simply cautioning us to make sure we get a proper amount of sleep. Right, obviously, sleep is a critical component of a person's physical health, and therefore the Mishnah here is saying that if you don't sleep a lot and you get sick as a result, well, again, it's sort of your fault. And the second thing is the mahalech b'derech yechidi. Again, the idea of going by yourself at night obviously involves physical risks or dangers associated with that, and therefore, if you do that, you're sort of taking the risk in your own hands. And the third part about the hamefaneli bo levatala. So here he says that if a person's constantly involved in trivial things, right, that a person sort of will, he will sort of become dull-hearted. In other words, it will sort of adversely affect his mental health. And therefore, it's really important that a person take responsibility to engage in productive things, at minimum because it provides a certain sense of mental balance. So again, the Meiri here talks specifically the language of sort of a rational consequence of behavior, and therefore the Mishnah is sort of responding, reminding us about the responsibility that we have towards our own physical and mental health. The Bartanura has a slight variant here where he talks more the language of divine metaphysics, although again, even there, it's framed in the context of certain places where there can be specific physical risks, and then the question becomes, to what extent, right, does Torah or other things have the possible to at least provide one extra variable in thinking about divine protection?